It's your fucking birthday. It's a fucking celebration. Tonight we celebrate. Seems like done. I know the rest. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Okay, I'm done. What the fuck are we going to call this episode?
I don't know.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to 3am. This is our third episode, and today's a very special day because today is Adama's birthday. Happy birthday!
Thank you.
You're welcome, babes. Yeah, how does it feel to be 19? Let us know. How does it feel?
It's good. Actually, I had this yesterday. I got really, really sad just because it's like your next is 20, and then it's just like, in your 20s, you're meant to be doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
baby, you can swear, like, it's okay. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, in your 20s, you just, like, are meant to be doing stuff. And, like,
mm-hmm.
It's, like, when you get married, then, well, you're not meant to, but, like, I would like to get married, like, 27, 28. So, like, the fact that that's, like, 9 years, oh, my God. That's, like, 10 years away is like crazy to me. But yeah, 19 feels the same. I don't feel any older. I don't feel anything. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but cool. About that, like, getting married thing. Like me, I don't even know. I didn't want to get married for a long time. But like, I feel like for other people, they have this pressure of, you know, wanting to get married from the age of, like, let's say 24 to that 29 that you're talking about. So you actually are still even on the far stick. Because that's still 10 years away. Some people are already planning their, like, wedding and shit like that, you know?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
It's like, but no, yeah.
It's just so close.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like, I know it's, like, 10 years, 9 years, but it's, like...
But it's, like, yeah.
It's actually very close. And I feel like I haven't lived out my teenage year, or my... in the way that I wanted to.
Teenage? Like...
this point. Like, young adult.
Okay, yeah.
Like, you know, like, you see, like, all these people doing stuff when they're, like, 17, 18, 19. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get.
I haven't done what I wanted to do, so, like, I feel like I don't have enough time because, I don't know, it's super weird.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't help that my birthday's on Monday, so I'm really celebrating this weekend.
Okay. What do you want to do to celebrate?
I think I'm going to go to Boston and, have sushi, go out with my friends, just like hang out in Boston for the day, and then the next day, go to Six Flags, and they have this thing every Halloween, Fright Fest. Actually,
okay,
I don't even know the exact what Fright Fest is exactly.
Is it like Halloween something, like you do, like you dress up and shit? Or,
yeah, exactly. It's like, you basically, I think they have stuff set up where you have, like, haunted houses, and, like, you go into Six Flags, and, like, they're just people dressed up, and, like, it's better to go near to them, like, night, because people just pop up while you're walking around, just scaring you.
Lord, that reminds me of when we went to Thorpe Park, but it wasn't really that scary, like, I can't remember the... What was it?
Something like that. It's like, obviously, it'll be at night, and then people are just dressed up in a popping up scaring, and they have, like, Halloween themed rides and stuff. But yeah.
Cute.
On Sunday.
That's cute.
I know. But you had stuff to tell me.
Oh. Yeah, that's true.
Do you know how long I've been waiting? That's the bad thing about having a podcast.
What?
It's like,
what's it?
You have to hold off stuff.
Yeah.
To tell me.
So that I can get your candid reaction and stuff. Wait, just, before I even, like, say anything, what do you think it could possibly be, like, that I wanted to talk about?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Is it about a person or, like, something happened?
It's just, like, what I do is I just, like, if something funny happens or something interesting happens or something I find, like, that I would want you to know about, I just, like, keep it in my head or even write it down. To talk about and stuff, you know? But yeah, basically,
so
it's like
a list.
it's like, yeah, not really a list. It's like, okay, yeah, there's a list. But
I have no idea what it could be, to be honest.
That's the thing. It just depends.
Okay, go for it then.
But yeah. What was I gonna tell you?
Okay, so what's something that like has caught you off guard as of late?
That's a very good question. As of late, well, this happened like a while ago. Do I even want to talk about it? Okay, you know what? Whatever. But like, so basically, I was on the phone with someone, right? You know the person, but I'm not gonna say their name. And then, you know, we were talking like just a normal conversation, and me like I just got off on a tangent about how like, oh, I don't pick up calls, I don't do this, I don't do that. Wait, why are you in your face like that?
Because I'm trying to figure out what you're talking about.
Just wait. But Misha, I'm just like, oh, like, I don't like picking up calls because da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, I find it stressful, blah, 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 da-da-da-da. And the person now goes, like, how come you picked mine? And then I'm just like, bro, I look and then I just start laughing and I cut the call. Like, I've never been so embarrassed. I'm so serious. Like, I've never been so embarrassed. Like, you know, embarrassed. I was so embarrassed. Like, I couldn't even handle it. And then, you know me, I'm not a simp. Like, I can't let a guy, like, get me flustered.
Did you call back?
No. I can't let a guy get me flustered like that. No, but, like, yes. It's fine. We didn't say anything. It's fine. But, like, and I know for a fact this guy's going to listen to this, but, and then you're not messaging me about it. But, anyways, but yeah, that was just something that's, like, caught me off guard. Bro, like, just imagine. I ain't no simp. How could you be asking me such a stupid question? What do you mean?
You have to like, you have to bounce back with the energy.
Bounce back,
like you know, like that. It was like a good phrase to say to like get someone flustered. You're meant to, like, yeah, say something back.
I literally, that's the thing. Normally, I have like quick, you know, replies for things like that. I can be like, right. Oh.
So why did you pick up mine?
So why did? Exactly. What could I have said? And it just caught me off guard. But yeah. That's what happened. That was a muggy move. Yeah, that's a fuck you. But that, yeah, that's that is embarrassing. How about you? Like, what's something that's, you know, just,
oh my gosh,
got you by the guard. Yeah.
What has caught me up? What has caught me? This is being cut.
No, we're leaving it in, bitch.
What has caught me off guard? I have no idea, to be honest.
Yes.
I think maybe I have. See, my package was delivered. Sorry. So basically, my mom had not good at keeping secrets at all.
Mm-hmm.
And love you, mom, but she's just not good at keeping secrets. And she was like, like, honey, did you, like, go to the mailroom today? And I was like, no, why? And she, oh, did like nothing came in? I was like, no, they usually send you like an email when something's in there, so you're just not wasting time. She's like, mm-hmm. Are you sure you didn't receive anything like flowers or anything? I was like, no, I haven't. So then my brother was like, no, it's a surprise. And she was like, oops. And then so I was like, if it's flowers, I have to get it today. And it's so weird that the mail room closes at 4 p.m., which is really early.
Yeah.
And so the mail room closed at 4, and I went up there, and I was like, I'm here to pick up a package, and I got something else, but I didn't get the flowers. And I was like, they probably just didn't deliver it. Mm-hmm. And then it shows I just got a notification from my aunt, mm-hmm. and it was delivered at 2:56 p.m., but I was there after 2:56, and they're flowers, right? So you want to, yeah, like, take them and, like, so they don't die.
Yeah,
if they... I've already where my flowers are. Who? Like, it's from my, you know, my guardian that was in the UK?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Aww.
Yeah, like, they're really, really nice ones. She, like, it probably was not, like, cheap flowers.
Yeah, before, for her to get so, it like, shipped really... to you. Also, they can wilt, like you said, so...
Yeah, exactly. Damn. So and once they're dead, it's really hard to get them back. Damn. Anyways... I don't know.
Wait, but don't they know that like people can get their packages delivered after
Yeah, like late. So I'm wondering, where do they keep them? Is it outside? Is it like in another room and then they take it up to the main room? Because if there's another room, I can just go and get
it. I'll just pick it up.
Because I want my flowers. I have a lot of plants.
What do you want to do with your flowers?
I don't know. I have like 3 plants here, so I'll just add to it.
Oh.
Okay, back to your question. What has caught me off guard?
Okay. Oh, I have a feeling I know what you want to talk about. Or do I?
Really?
Wait, is it?
Okay, I'm just going to say it, but I'm getting a lot of code stuff.
Okay, then I know what you're talking about.
Okay, so I like, Debs knows this. Like, I'm very, like, not open when it comes to getting to know new people. Like, I like people to come to me, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And when, oh my God. When someone comes up to me, it's like, it's just very, like, it's just a nice feeling, because it's like, oh, this person is like, wants to get to know me, whatever.
Yeah.
And if that's just with friends, when it comes to like anything like romantic, obviously I'm not going to do anything. I want people to come to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, let me just like try it, you know, just try it once. And that's what I did, and the reaction I got was like, I was pleasantly surprised. So that caught me off guard, I guess. I was expecting something else.
You got a good reaction. And the reaction caught you off guard. Like, you couldn't believe. Like, you got a great, like, a great...
Okay.
Like,
okay.
An amazing reaction. Just wanted to put it out there. Shout out, Short.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't believe you just said that.
What? Oh, I didn't say nothing. What are you talking about, love? I didn't say anything.
Oh my God.
Okay.
So that's it, really. I don't know. I think it'll go in the right direction if it's meant to, I guess. I feel like I always want to do things to make sure it goes in the right direction, and I feel like it's all on me to say this correctly and do this properly and do this. So I guess whatever happens, happens. And that's it.
Bro, I'm dying here, man. Like, I don't think anyone here gets me. Maybe, like, yeah.
Sorry,
it's not funny. It's not... You know me, like, when... I don't know how people perceive me when they first meet me. But normally their reaction is, like, completely different to much, much later, you get. And it's like, it didn't help that... like I missed the first, like, let's say 3 weeks of physical, you know. So it's hard. I mean, a lot of people also did, but then it's just harder because I don't want to put myself out there. Like, I don't like that. But I even wanted to talk about my first day, because basically I had to quarantine for 7 days, right? And on the first day, like, I was going to my room with the what they call them, the receptionist. And I saw this guy, like, I met a cute guy on the lift on the way to, like, I'm on the 8th floor, and he's on the 7th floor. So when I was going, you're just coughing, you're not laughing, okay. How do I even explain it properly? So, like, yes, I was going downstairs to hand the check-in form to the receptionist, and I'm on the 8th floor, and he's on the 7th floor. So when I got to the 7th floor, like, he came in the lift. And he had his mask on, right? And I thought he was cute. And then he was like, "Oh, hey, I'm." Shut up! He's like, "Hey," I was like, "Oh, hi, I'm Deborah." And then he was like, "Are you new here?" I was like, "Yeah." I think he was even American because he sounded American. He's like, "Oh, cool! Like, I'm studying computer science, something, something, something." And then, we were just talking. Then I'm trying to say this in the, like, nicest way possible, but yeah, I thought he was cute, right? And we're just going down the lift. Then he takes his mask off, right? And okay, I'm just taken aback because
I can't imagine your face because you're so expressive.
Yes, it's like, it was like a movie, basically. I was just taken aback, and I just kind of freeze. And then we get to the ground floor, right? And then he goes out to the lift, and he's like, oh, are you coming? Because we're both meant to get on at, the ground floor. And I think in his head, maybe he thought, like, I was flustered because he was cute. But, like, my G was the complete opposite. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'm coming. And he was like, oh, if you see me around campus, yeah. And I was like, in my head, I was like, okay, sir. Okay, no problem. Okay, but as an okay boss, like, it was just not what I was expecting, you know? Like, when you see someone, like, and they just look cute, and then it's, they're not.
Yeah.
That's kind of how
that's exactly what happened in my school. Because, like, my school's not big at all compared to other universities in America. Like, you have, like, 17 to 20,000 people normally. Here in my school, it's, like, 3,000, I think.
Okay.
And, like, you have, like, and the rule here is, like, you have to have your mask on in every building.
Yeah, same here, man.
All lectures. So, like, you just see people's eyes. So, I've had group work with people where I just see their eyes. And, like, you don't know what they look like. And then when they leave the room, they're, like, I mean, when they leave class, they're, like, walking around. Because there's so many people, you probably are never going to see that person again until your next class.
Yeah.
So, it's not like you see them without their mask at dinner or at lunch or whatever in the dorm. Because people are all over the place. Like, you can never catch people. So, then there's one time that we had a meeting. Like, we had to, like, split up in groups and, like, get to know our group members. And, like, because we had to create this business idea and then present the business idea. So we were there, and then I was in a bigger group, and like seven people, and all of them that I like thought I knew took down their masks. I swear to God, a different person. It's like, it was so crazy. It was unbelievable. Like, it's, oh my gosh, I was so shocked.
The eye is very deceiving. Because you think you like, because I think our brains just decide to put an image like, oh, okay, this person has nice eyes, maybe their face is just as aesthetically pleasing, and then it's just not the case, and you're just like, wow, you know. I hope, you know the way I'm saying, I hope you wouldn't think this about me, because that would be very, very painful. Like,
okay, I don't know if I should say that.
You know what, say it.
It's not funny, it's so rude, oh what? My gosh.
I won't laugh, I promise.
So basically, oh my gosh, it's so horrible. Okay, so basically, there's this girl, and it's very vague, and it's just because it's so mean that I have to be vague.
Okay.
So there's this girl that I know, and she knows another girl.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the girl's friends has another girl that she's close with. Like, they're very, very close. And there's this guy that they know, basically. Mm-hmm. But the guy doesn't like one of the girls, only likes the other one. So there are two girls, and then there's a guy.
Yeah.
And I know about the situation because I have another middle person in between, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So you have the two girls, and you have this guy. And the guy is only friends with one of the girls, but has to be friends with the other girl because the two girls are friends. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. So he was, like, getting really, I think, upset at her, or just, like, they were talking about her, and she wasn't in the room. And they're like, I saw this girl without her mask, and like, when I saw her, it looked like
what?
This is not funny. You said it looked like she has Down syndrome. That's so rude,
bro. That's not even funny. That's just so, straight up rude.
It's not even.
Yeah, the that's way just he rude. Said
it was so, and it was like in a group of people that like it was so bad.
Were the people laughing?
It's so bad. Yes, that's how people are.
That's not even funny, like, what?
It's so rude.
Yeah.
And, like, I've heard people say that about, like, oh, like, this is not as rude, but, like, it looks like someone bounced a basketball in her face. Like, it's just, like, just unnecessary.
Oh, come on.
For no reason.
Yeah.
Anyways. Oh, Lord.
If I was her, I hope she didn't, like, hear any of that, because that would make me really upset. If that's being said about me.
I know she didn't.
Yeah, like, even me, I'm careful. Even if you want to compare someone something, it's not something like that, you know? And, like, you have to be careful when you're saying, like, you know, things about people. Because it's just...
Also, there are a lot of... I've realized that, like, you can never trust anyone in... Especially in college. There's so many people that you keep meeting every day. every second. So, like, easily she could have done if someone else was in the room and then they told someone and she knew that person and then she
found out. Yeah, and then found out from them. Yeah, exactly.
Because you never know what she's going. Maybe she, like, someone in her family, you never know. Like, you know. But always. I mean, not even.
Never mind.
But yeah.
Mm hmm. And okay, this is not even like related to what we're just talking about, but I just want to talk about it. But I feel like the people here, like, they think they're the shit, and it's like,
yes, oh my gosh,
same
here. That's what you get, those comments like that that come out of their mouths, like, because they think they're like,
yeah, they
what's the word, they just
are entitled.
That they need to tell everyone about their opinion and everything, like, it's
What I want to say, like, I didn't say this in case I become friends with, in case they turn out not to be what I think they are. That it's just like some of the guys here, right? They think they're like hard guys and they're cute, but it's like, look, you're really, really like mid. You're very, very, very mid, and it's just like the girls here are, you know, flocking over you because they've not seen better. And me, that I've seen better, I'm not looking at them like, bro, it's not, you're not all that. Respectfully, I know they're not gonna watch this, but respectfully, you're not all that, so you just need to like chill. And they're just always doing the most, and I'm just like, ugh. Oh my god. No, okay, I'm just probably saying this because I miss my homies, because I'm just everyone here is weird.
Yeah, people here are so weird. Like, before classes even started, we had a big it wasn't the whole school, it was all the undergrads, so like just the 4 years, everyone that's in the floor, so
year freshman, one,
sophomore, junior, and senior, so year one, two, three, and four, okay. All of them, no, it was all the freshmen, my bad, all the freshmen in the auditorium, and then this, I think it was the dean, or the principal, or I don't even know, and he just explained to everyone, he was like, no one cares if you drive around in your Lamborghini. Mind you, I've had, like, people drive around campus with Lamborghinis, Teslas, like, all of this. It's like, no one cares. You all got to the school because you guys are good at this, and this, and everything. And, like, don't put yourself, like,
above
yeah. He was really insulting people. And you could tell people were like, oh, yeah, like, that's me. Because people just feel the need to, like, flaunt. Like,
flaunt.
It doesn't matter. No one cares.
Yeah, you're
if you have a Tesla. Like,
at the end of the day,
it's nice, like, cool, good for you, but
yeah.
I'm not gonna think you're better than me.
Don't get me wrong, like, if I had a Tesla, I'd be very happy, but I wouldn't make it look as if, like, I'm using it to lord over people and, you know, rub it in there and flaunt and that kind of thing. It's just very icky, you know? You need people to do all that.
So my dorm is a four-minute walk to dining hall, and people drive their Teslas from my dorm to the dining hall.
Oh, come on.
Just to do it.
That's just weird. Anyways, I guess Tesla is electric. They don't really do anything wrong. But, like, still, that's... yeah, that's true. But what the hell? 4 minutes, please. What the fuck are we going to call this episode?
I don't know. So basically, like, everyone is on the same level. Especially here, because it's everyone here does business, so it's like you have different ranges of business. So you have like accounting and entrepreneurship and everything. So like you think people are just sitting in their rooms and doing nothing, and like, but like there are a lot of people that are doing their own independent thing. Like there are people that have t-shirt brands and like are investing in certain companies and like talking to different like heads of companies and everything. Like we're doing like our podcast and. No, not only my close friends know about the podcast, and obviously I feel like I should like branch out more, especially with all of like the good feedback.
The feedback we've been getting is crazy. Like, it's actually pretty. It's nice to like hear from, even though it's our close friends or it's just our friends. Like, just hearing from them is like actually it feels nice. Like one of the ones I remember is Etienne. Like, I posted something about how like guys should listen to our second episode, and she's like, of course the first was beautifully amazing, which I'm not even sure is like grammatically correct, but like, I love you, Etienne, but like, you know, the fact that you said that was just really nice. And then, you know, on the GC, when is it Jaren and Flaminia, And they were both like, they were just how they were like, oh, they loved episode two, and then they were lucky guys.
Yeah, and you know, our friends are very, just mind you, all of our friends are very blunt. Like,
yeah.
When it comes to like calling you out, they'll call you out. So if it wasn't good, you know. Etienne would be like, oh, this is trash.
This is,
Cloud would be like, oh, this is not good.
Yeah.
So the fact that they actually like it,
mm-hmm.
and like, I remember Flaminia, I called her, and we were talking, and mm-hmm. she's like, oh, I listened to the new episode, and she like, forgot that it was a podcast. Like, she was answering as we were talking, like she was part of the conversation, and then she realized.
Are you serious?
She realized, yeah.
Oh my god, that's so cute, bro.
Because she felt like we were on FaceTime or like on a call.
Oh, and
like,
then
she
just talking.
That it was just a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
That was super cute.
Yeah, even one of my friends was like, oh, that this podcast has made her miss my voice or something like. I think like the way we talk, because it's like. Not to make us seem like good, but it's like we're having an actual conversation. I mean, we can just participate in their own heads, especially if you're like close to us and stuff. But even like apart from the good, there's also the very, you know, strange. I just want to talk about like our pompous princess bestie. Like, you know who you are. Because like basically it's just one of our episodes, right? We spoke about the person. And obviously, we bleeped out their name because we don't, like, sure. Boss, we are not going to give free publicity. And, like, also, there's no need for that. Like, there's no need for, like, saying stuff if it's not necessary. And the person just messages me and they go, like, oh, why is my name bleeped out? Yes, I'm listening to your podcast. Like, oh, yes, by the way, I'm listening to your podcast. And first of all, I'm like, wait, hold up, like, if you were listening to, am I meant to be happy, like, oh my god, you're watching out, like, am I meant to shout, thank you for, you know, who do you think you are, like, you're not as, why are you putting yourself, you know what I mean, like, it's just a bit, that comment, yes, I'm listening to your podcast, was just like, okay, like, I should beg you before you listen to it, but anyways, thank you, King, like, I'm so gassed, like, what, like, thank you for listening to our podcast, you know. Nah, but on a serious note, there's literally no need for that.
There are little stuff that are just, like, unnecessary. Like, put that aside. Like,
mm-hmm.
I think with the people that we know, and, like, and just the, like, so we went to, if you guys know, we went to Earlscliffe. It's a, like, boarding school, and it's, like, all international kids.
International.
So it's not like you're having all British kids.
Yeah.
In one school, and like, you know, like the personality of like typical British kids or whatever. It's like,
mm-hmm.
you're taking people from all over. So the types of like interactions we've had were unbelievable. Like, just
yeah.
so many different types of people.
Right.
And I knew being friends, like the people I'm friends with, you know, like who you are. Like, I'm friends with you, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, there's no issue, but because we have so many different personalities,
mm-hmm.
it's like, I knew, and you know what I'm going to talk about, like, I knew that
mm-hmm.
it'd be an issue. Like, people, we created this podcast for fun, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Obviously, if there's money involved, it's, you know, that's great.
Yeah.
But, like, we didn't do it as, like, we're, like, business people, and we need
yeah.
to do this to build our what's it called? Connections and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the fact that someone really, like, took credit for what
continue. Okay, I'll stop.
For what we, like, there's no business plan behind
first
it.
Of all,
obviously,
you know what?
Have, like, business connect. Like, you have to have, like, business mindset, because you are, like, there's money going into this, like,
mm-hmm.
you pay for this service that we're using to record it monthly, like, these microphones, like,
mm-hmm.
everything.
It's serious ball. Serious
ball. It's actually serious. So, like, obviously, we've, like, thought about that, and as a friend, I would not, like, you know what I mean? Like, you
yeah.
can't just take credit for
this one, yeah.
How?
Yeah, like, when I heard it, I was just shook. I was shook. Like, I was like, what? 2 + 2 is not like 5. Like, what? It's not adding up, my love. It's not adding up.
Like,
you know?
I really hope it was not true.
Yeah.
But if it is, it's like, it's just, it's a bit, like, it's just an interesting thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Also, yeah, guys, don't even think it's just, like, our friends has been giving us good reviews. Like, I've had someone that is at my new school actually that just listened to it and was like, oh, he really likes episode one, can't wait for episode two, stuff like that. And also my sister, my older sister, like someone from her uni also made a comment like, oh, it was really good, blah blah blah, blah. Like he's watched everything. That was just so nice to hear. Like I was so gassed when the said that. Yeah, he was like, listened to everything. Like he likes the way we are, like we're charismatic, blah blah blah. That was also a good, you know, it's nice to hear when people say good stuff about, like, no, not saying like our friends isn't authentic, but you know, obviously, actually, nah, let me, because guys are actually blunt. Yeah,
people that are your like close friends, like
they'll soften the blow sometimes.
Thing is gonna be, yeah, exactly. If they don't know you, it's like, when is the next time I'm gonna talk to you? So if I saw you now, like, there's nothing being affected because we're not
friends. But, yeah. But all in all, like, it's just this good. All the stuff we've been getting back, you know, that person is not okay at all. At all. When I heard that, I was like, huh? The person that told me, I asked him to repeat it like twice. Wait, did the person really say that?
It didn't even really get me. Actually, going tight. Like, I was just like, so it wasn't even, I was upset. It was just like, as a friend and someone you consider your friend, why is that the initial thing you think of? Not everything is.
Also, like, the setting, I'm not gonna, because that would just be a dead giveaway, but the setting of, like, how they and where they said it's like,
because especially for me, when I work for something, I like to, obviously, if you work for something, you want your credit to be, like, given. So the fact that it's not, like, if you know, like, especially, like, our friends, they know we've been trying to do this podcast since, like, since, like, February. It's been a while. So now that we finally are like getting into it and we're finally getting comfortable and we're like seeing there's progress, like every episode there's progress. If there's progress, like, I'm happy. And the fact that you just go in there and it's as if you're just taking all of our credit, like, it's just all you. Are you the whole, like, it doesn't make sense. Our largest listenership, is that the word?
I don't know.
Is Nigeria and America, and that's you and me. So it's like, I like both sides. So it's like, why you're taking that small 2% for what? Anyway, and we were even in the chart. Wait, what was it again? We were like, that was so cool.
Yeah,
I saw it and I was like, it was. We were like,
I guess.
I don't even remember. It was like top. Oh, there it is. And this is because of the ranking in Nigeria. In all the podcasts available, we were number 201, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And then in Nigeria, we're number 13 under the comedy section. And then the other one, I'm not going to say it, but the other one, it was like pretty low and it kept going down. So it's like,
What exactly did you really do?
Huh?
I'm saying, like, it's like, what exactly did you really do?
Oh, yeah.
But say less, you know. It's only up from here. Like, period. Yeah. We're just gonna.
But people should still give, like, reviews, whether it's good or bad.
Yeah, we need to know where we, you know, go to improve and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, recently, I've been. Don't mind me. What I want to say was, like, recently, I've been trying to, you know, emulate my brother in certain situations because he's like a very calm person, and like I'm trying to like implement that in my own life. Because one of the situations that has just had me dumbfounded was like basically his roommate, he was telling us, like, we had a family call, right? And telling us how his roommate now he's gotten like he had to like make a complaint, obviously, but not anything personal, but he has been complete. But basically, he was saying, like, in the night, his roommate screams and shouts and like fights himself in his sleep,
like night terrors.
Like, yeah, like he's like, and basically, he's always shouting and screaming. Personally, I think probably the guy has something going up, like up there.
Yeah,
maybe he's having really bad nightmares. But obviously, like, that's very strange. And if it was me in that kind of situation, anytime he did that, I'll just pour cold water on him because I can't do that kind of thing. Like, imagine you're sleeping, right? And you just wake up to someone fighting.
It's like a thing, though.
Yeah, I know it's a thing, but it's scary. how can you sleep and then you just you wake up and your roommate is fighting themselves? Because you don't even know they can he can start sleep walking and then come over to you and try and strangle you because he thinks you're the one that's his sleep paralysis demon or something. You know, it's like just scary, sure. And my brother was so calm about it. Like, I was like, me, myself, if that's, I'll just plead the blood of Jesus and, you know. And the funny thing, the funny thing is even my parents, like, because my parents, they're not really judgmental, but sometimes if they actually think something is off, they would say, like, my mom was like, her spirit is not settled with this guy. My dad was like, we don't want him, like, get him to change that guy. I was just like, you guys are being dramatic. So when my brother told us, we're like, how the hell are we going to tell them? We're not even going to tell them about him getting him changed, because, you know, they're going to be like, I told you so, and whatnot. Because we're really fighting, we're like, come on, like, you can't just judge him off the fact that you've seen him once and you think he's not, you know. But yeah. That's just, it just made me, like...
You know, good to, especially with, like, siblings, especially when you, like, get older, it's good to, like, take little things from each of your siblings that you, like, admire and use in your own life.
Yeah. What would I take from my older sister?
My siblings are too young. Actually, they're not.
Yeah, they're not. They're actually, like, they seem...
For my sister, I would take her... I have that, but it's like she'll even put others before her, like, always will drop anything to help. And just it's there was one time, I don't know if I told you, but there was one time, it's not one time, it was like last week, and everyone on my dad's side of the family, or majority, like the brothers and sisters, went to Nigeria because my cousin was getting married.
Yeah.
So everyone stayed at my house, or majority of people stayed at my house, and obviously, like, we, like, just a thing in Nigeria is, like, when your relatives come over, when they leave, they, like, give you some money or something.
Yeah.
So they gave my my brother money, and she called me through my mom and dad's phone, and it was, like, repetitive, and I thought something happened, so I picked up. I was like, is everything okay? Because I thought it was my mom and my dad, and it was her. She's like, hi, Tama. And I was like, hi, what's up? And she was like, oh, like, we're at dinner right now, but we just got money. I just wanted to make sure you got your money. Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, I didn't get money. I didn't get money. She was like, really? Okay, we gave you $50. I can split it with you. Like, I'll ask to send you half of it, blah, blah, blah. And she, like, didn't care. Like, she just wanted to make sure I had something.
That's so cute. First, that's so cute. Yeah.
She's so adorable. And then for my brother, I think I would take his ability to be alone for long periods of time and just be satisfied.
Like, happy with, that's a very good...
Yeah, just happy, just...
That's my brother,
like,
as well.
I can be alone, but at a certain point, like, I just get too much in my head and then I just need to talk to someone. Like, he's very to himself. Like, he'll be in his room all day and... Like, is everything okay? And he's very happy.
Yeah, and he's content, right?
Yeah,
I get that. I think for me, for my older sister, I'll probably take her brains and then, like, her body as well. Like, that sounds very vain, but, like, she's very, very sexy. If you're watching this, you're a sexy babe, and she's also very, 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 very smart. Like, you know, someone I'd love to take her brains. Then my brother, I'd also take his brains and, like, his ability in, like, having a conversation. You know, there's some people, they're really good at, like, arguing. I have some friends that are very... He's also very, like, good at talking. Just, and me, I suck at that kind of thing. And I would just like to be like him in that aspect. And my younger sister, what would I take from her? I would also probably take her body. Actually, you know what? From all my siblings, I'll take their teeth because my teeth are fucking horrible. And it's actually... It's not even fair. Like, everyone in my family has nice dentition or whatever they call it. And me, I'm just there, like, with this fucking open bite. So, yes, that's what I'll take. I was trying
it's
to be,
the
you
open
know.
Bite, but Dora, it's
what?
The open bite, that's it. But your teeth are, they're straighter than mine.
I can't even, are you mad? I can't even smile. They're fucking.
And they're even. They're like, there's no, like, it goes down like this. It's straight.
I've heard
like,
you.
It's white and there are no gaps.
Please.
It's like.
please just bust me my braces. Smile. I just want nice teeth.
That I've known you.
Get off.
I've only seen your teeth.
And I will take Esther's ass. Yeah, that's God. Yeah, that's probably it. So brains, body, ass, teeth. Guy, that's really, oh my god, I don't love myself. Okay, no guys, it's not that deep. I do love myself. It's just that, yeah, I love myself. I love myself,
especially guys. Last weekend.
Oh please. Nah. Oh my god. Nah, last weekend was too good, bro. You just gave me flashbacks, like, just let me go out again. I had some, actually that was a fun day. Okay, I've said it as if I've not made any friends here and stuff. I've actually made a few and they're pretty, like, you know, nice and fun to be around, I guess. Yeah. But yeah, last week was a trip, you know. Joanna, Joanna,
you know. Okay, so being at the school, now that you're singing that song,
mm-hmm.
being at the school, like, there are a lot of, not a lot, they're black people, but they're not, like, you know, in Earl's Cliff, it was like there are Nigerian people, there are a lot of African Americans that are just, like, maybe from New York or something. And
yeah,
some of them, like, you know, like, they're from which country they're from in Africa,
mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. But some of them are just, like, I'm from New York,
New
but,
York.
Like,
mm-hmm.
anything else,
yeah,
from New York.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we were playing, like, I love playing, recently I've been more open to, like, play Afrobeat in public. I don't know why I didn't like it before, but I'm fine with it now.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different conversation. Anyways, and I was, like, playing it out, and then they were, like, and what's it called? I haven't heard this song in so long or something like that?
What song
was
this?
It was Joanna, but it was like they overplay it. Here they overplay it, but in
okay.
Nigeria, for example, like, it's not played every second. So there's
yeah.
so many songs that it's like the opposite of what it is normally.
Yeah. I get that.
I just thought about
it. Like me, when they played
they
it, it's not even like Joanna is okay, it was a nice song when it first came out, but it's been overplayed. Like, that's what every club, that's their go-to African nigger song, like, just
yeah.
Joanna. But like me, because but because, like, what's it called? I've been deprived. Like, I was in quarantine for 7 days, nothing. Like, just hearing it, it just brought out something in me, and like, I was just so happy. And obviously, then that DJ, that
you guys didn't want to hear the screaming. Oh my god!
That DJ now played, like, you know, he played that one. That's a basic, worldwide song. Then he now played all the new Afro beats. Like, he played. Soundgasm, he played Mona Lisa, he played,
oh my gosh,
just all the, you know, the new Amapiano, like, good stuff, right?
Yeah.
And it just made me so happy. That was a good
yeah.
day. A very good day. But yeah.
Okay, so going back to, like, school and everything, and, like,
mm-hmm.
how people here are weird, I feel like, especially with us having quarantine, there are a lot of just both the guys and girls, a lot of people just have not been around the opposite gender in a long time, and I've realized
yeah.
that here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people will go for anything and everything. Like, it's crazy. And
yeah.
people come into college with it's very stupid, to be honest, but they come into college with, like, relationships, and, like, they'll tell people, hey, I have a girlfriend, but then you see them flirting with other people, or
mm-hmm.
hey, I have a boyfriend, it's flirting with this person, and
mm-hmm.
there's this guy, actually, that he was dating this girl. The girl broke up with him, and
mm-hmm.
then that night, he got angry and punched the wall, and he fractured his arm, and now he has a cast. And then, just to, like, I think he was just feeling very insecure or something, and he was like, let me just, like, text her best friend. So text the best friend, said, I love you, blah, blah, blah. That's why I remember when, before I came to college, I kept hearing, never be in a relationship freshman year. Never be in
mm-hmm.
a relationship year. Never, ever, ever. Because people are literally going anywhere and everywhere. If you,
mm-hmm.
there's this girl, oh my god, I'm not joking. We've been in school, I started school end of August. She's hooked up with 30 plus people already.
30.
Yes, and she has a boyfriend.
Oh, she has a... I was gonna say, like, go her, like, she's enjoying us. She has a boyfriend?
Bro,
that's deep. Why you do? And that's even during school. Like me, I think the during the summer before people start school is when people go crazy. Like, I've actually been reflecting, and I don't even know how to feel, because it's like, even there's some certain people, some of them are my friends, and they're, you know, like doing stuff with other people while being involved with, you know, their significant other. Mm-hmm. And it's like, how do you even remain, like, neutral in a situation like that? Because on one hand, you're like, oh, this person's my friend. But on the other hand, you're like, you're not even... It's not what they're doing is not good. And, you know, the other person, even though they're not as close to you as the other person, it'd be nice if they... It's kind of specific, but it'd be nice if they could know that, you know. But just anyways, what I'm trying to say is, like, what the things I hear from both sides, like, it's like... not good, like, both of the people involved are not, you know.
Yeah,
and it's just,
oh, and you're still neutral, is that what?
Yeah, I don't know where exactly to come in and, you know, like, try and do what's right. Yeah, and especially when they're both your friends, and even when they're not both your friends, not the people I was previously talking about, when, like, one of them is your close friend and you don't even know the other person, like, if you see your close friend doing something wrong, when do you know, like, how to what's the word, like, come in and be like, you know what you're doing is not right, if it doesn't, like, like, concern you, like, one bit, you know.
Yeah, I think you just have to have, like, a level of comfort with your friends, and like, that's why what's it called, like, I feel like all of my friends, if they do something wrong, like, I would just go in and tell them regardless. So I feel like if you're not able to tell them, hey, what you're doing is wrong, you might not be, like, as close
that you think, yeah.
Because there's some people that I consider friends, but when they're doing something wrong,
it doesn't concern me.
I don't want to go... I feel like it doesn't concern me, and also if I do feel like it concerns me, when I want to interfere or, like, say my opinion or, like, whatever advice, it's like, I feel like they're going to get upset, and because I don't want to lose my friendship that I have with them, I just don't say
anything. Yeah, because you feel like, yeah, I get what you mean. I get what you mean. Like, even though there's something fishy going on, you're just like, you know what? Let me just allow that, like, just leave that, and, you know. And, like, even in the past, there was this situation where, like, there was this guy at my school, right, and we're really, really close. And this girl as well, we're okay, like, we're, you know, just, like, good friends, right? And they were both, like, interested in each other. And somehow, like, I became the middleman for the situation. It was, like, ongoing, like, the whole summer. And it was just, like, very...
See, you're always the middleman. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Sorry, I just clicked. Oh, my God.
You do? No, okay. Yeah, but, yeah, like, what was I even saying? Like, it's just... Sometimes it's overwhelming. Like, sometimes I like being the middleman because it's fun. You know, you're knowing both sides, the best of both worlds, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's very overwhelming because, like, you know how each person feels about the other. And even though you want to help them, like you want them to hit it off, you want it to happen naturally. So it's not like you're, like, forcing one thing and the other. And when it eventually doesn't go, like, according to what one of the person wants, they can end up blaming you and be like, oh, like, for example, let's say the person, the one, the... the person, like, ends up liking one of the people involved ends up liking someone else, right? And now that the other person that you're also close to, like, knows about it, but they have hope that this person would, you know, pick them over and whatever, but that person doesn't end up picking them, and that person tells you that they've chosen this person because this is da 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 da, and you know that, but you're not gonna, because you're also close to that, you're not gonna tell the other person that, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, they, bro, like, bro, they don't want you, that kind of thing. You're not.
Something.
Yeah, you're also, like, losing the trust of. So you're just trying to keep neutral, but the person that you don't want to ends up getting angry at you because you didn't tell them. But it's like, bro, I know you're my friend, but I'm gonna draw the line at, like, confidentiality. You know, because if someone tells me, even though you're involved, it doesn't directly concern you, I shouldn't, like, be giving out their room. But yeah, that was just very, like...
Yeah, I feel like people that put other people in between their Mm-hmm. It's like, that's their fault. If anything happens after that, it's kind of on you. Because, like, I'll admit, I've done it with where, like, I put her in the of, like my love life or whatever, mm-hmm. like, for her to, like, help. But mm-hmm. at a certain point, once I'm, like, okay, this is embarrassing, but, like, Debs will help me, like, talk to the person and, like, kind of, like, get me familiar with the person. And then once I have that, like, I'm an adult, like
I can take this. I can take the reins. And it also becomes a thing where if you make your friendship, like, 99.9% about your relationship with someone else, like, that's... Like, imagine, like, anytime I call you to talk about a boy, like, there's no... Are you mad? I don't do that. Are you silly? Okay, no. Oh, like, no, you don't do that. Trust me, you don't do that. No, I won't even begin. Okay. You don't do that. But, like, it's like, oh, you... Instead of them checking up on you, like, that's just all they talk about. Mm-hmm. It's very rare. So what happens when that thing doesn't even work out? Is that the end of your friendship? Like, you know? What else is there to add to it? Because if you've been making it all about another person... So I hate people that do that so much. Trust me, you don't do that. Don't worry. You don't do that. Okay. But, yeah. I think that's, like, it for about that kind of thing. It's just, I had to get it off my chest, man.
No, that's too much. Mm-hmm. That's way too much. Yeah, but putting people in the middle of anything is not... You can do it initially, mm-hmm. especially if, like, you need help. Mm-hmm. Like, if your friend is friends with someone else and you're trying to get to know that person, and, like, that's how you get
Yeah,
in.
That's how but, things like, happen, yeah.
But if you make it... When they have an issue with their partner, mm-hmm. they'll go to someone else and discuss that issue, and they're like the messenger.
That's, yeah. Because the first thing, the most important thing is communication. If you want that thing to work, that's probably why it's not even working, because you're not communicating mm-hmm. with your partner. So the best thing to do is, like, first come clean and stop involving third party. I think that's actually one of the main causes of relationships failing. Like, I've seen it firsthand.
Oh,
people that don't communicate. Like, everyone always says, oh, communication is key, but it really actually is. Because that's the only way you can know what's wrong. And when you keep things, like, from people, when you finally bring it up and it's like, they're going to be wondering, so this whole time you've had this problem, you've not said anything. Like, it's going to cause more problems because it's like, can I really trust you to tell me when something is wrong and blah, blah, blah. You know?
Yeah, because there's no way for you to... People keep saying... that you can, but there's no way for you to move forward mm-hmm. without communicating.
Yeah.
And just expressing how you feel in any sense.
Because, yeah, like, they're just gonna do it again.
People,
yeah.
Like, I don't think there are people that date their exact, like, their twin, like, in terms of personality. Mm-hmm. Like, you're dealing with someone that has a different personality. If you say something, they might take it the wrong way or mm-hmm. a different way. So you need to always communicate with whoever you're with. Because... Yeah. No one wants to be the middleman. That's so awkward and uncomfortable.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm really craving some cassava flakes and floating peanuts, like, right now. Right, so I'm so tempted to just go. Oh, guys, I'm talking about... what did you say?
Do they have in Cyprus?
No, I brought from Nigeria.
Oh, okay.
Yes, my mom made sure she packed for me. Yeah, guys, I'm in Gary and Garnet. Please don't mind me. It's just, I just love seeing cassava.
You actually reminded me like 2 days ago that I had plantain chips. I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
I got so excited.
I love plantain chips. Actually, no, I don't, but
I don't know.
Sometimes they bang.
My sister and my brother. It's just me and my dad that we eat plantain chips.
Really? Mm-hmm. It's both my sisters. Yeah.
I love it so much. Do you know what? Okay, yes. I'm not gonna do you know what someone said? I was on the phone mm-hmm. With someone and it was right after I had a conversation with you,
mm-hmm.
Strut. And right after I had a conversation with you and I pulled out my plantain chip because I was like, yes, like I forgot they're still crispy and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, what? It was like, because it was such a straight face. She was like, why are you eating, like, rabbit food?
call plantain rabbit food?
Yes.
Bro, that's disrespectful. Strut.
So you are, call,
you are disrespectful.
I called her back and she's just laughing.
Rabbit food? Is it crack? Bro, that's some elite stuff. Even me that I'm not really in love with that, that is elite stuff. You're cancelled.
Rabbit.
Strut. What did you see after she said that? Oh yeah, you said you cut the call. Guy, look, I would have as well, like, bro.
And then I didn't call back, surprisingly.
Imagine, like, it's just like, imagine I'm eating Gary and granite. Somebody say, what is that sand that you are eating? Or something like that. Bro, I'll just look you up and down, like, are you mad? Don't disrespect. Bro, I saw something on TikTok, right? There was this black girl that said, like, oh, her roommate used her Gary to fill up, I think she used
her
it
calendar?
As, yeah, or something like that. Or, like, she used it, or she used it for her plant, like, as sand or something like that. Bro, I would actually combust and I would bend and I'm like, I can't handle. Imagine, who loves Gary? Are you rude? Hell no.
That's so funny.
Listen.
Doesn't even look like rabbit food. Like, what does rabbit food even look like? Isn't it rabbit food carrots?
It was, you know, it's more insulting that she thought that you would even be eating rabbit food, like, as if you have problems, like. And the fact that she said,
oh,
with a straight face, that's probably what was going on in her mind.
Straight.
Like,
you know how she is.
Is that why are you eating rabbit food?
And with the accent as well. Why are you eating rabbit food?
Good.
Shut up.
Standard.
Oh my god. I think, like, relating to the rabbit food comment, like, it wasn't a bad comment. It was just like, I mean, it kind of hurt my feelings a little bit. But, like, yeah.
That's sick behavior, please. That's just caucasity, like, she has the caucasity to say that kind of, how dare you, rabbit food? But, like, are you here? Are you here?
Am I here?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, talking about caucasity, and talk about my racist bestie, but,
oh my god.
Let's bleep the
Why
name out.
Why are you talking about her?
No, we're not. Like, it just reminded me when I said caucasity. Of our racist bestie. But yeah, and hell no. That was it. That
really was... stressed me out.
She's such a silly goose. Anywho.
Oh my gosh.
Burn.
She... Anyways, that was a little bump.
Yeah, little bump in the road, just like Seaside, the last few days of Seaside.
Why is this all
it's all coming back, like, little by little. Bro, I never expected it.
No, Seaside.
That fight was so damn, you know, that's talk for another day. Yeah, that's talk for another day. So
The last 2 weeks or the last week of school, I always left right before something happened.
Yeah.
I think because I was just so fed up.
Mm-hmm.
I just left, and then you guys would come back. Oh, this happened.
And I'd be
like, what?
Some guys don't need, they just lack shame. Like, are you not embarrassed? Like, it's so embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing.
Hey. Oh, bro. I even wanted to tell you. Oh, another example of a muscle caucasity, like, I've experienced was actually on my way here. Like, what happened?
Are you talking about... Okay, say it.
Okay. But, like, yeah. Basically, when I got to the airport, Larnaca, whatever, like, I got out, right? And then, actually, even the first thing is a culture shock of being in, like, Cyprus. You know that, basically, like, most of the taxis are Mercedes. I actually had no idea. Like, when you go out, that's what you see. And I even, when I got in my taxi, like, I was asking him, oh, like, how come most of the taxi drivers drive a Benz? And he was like, oh, that, like, this is his fourth Benz. Maybe he was showing off. I didn't even know, but, like, this is his fourth Benz. Like, it's just, you know, what's the thing or whatever.
Really?
Yeah, and then, like, we just had, like, he was actually a pretty nice guy. We had a nice conversation. But one thing that he said that really pissed me off, that I don't even know, because some people think this is, like, a compliment, which it sometimes is, but I guess, like, to me, I've just heard it so many times, I don't consider it a compliment. Like, he's like, oh, you speak very good English. And I was like, oh, thank you. Like, I guess maybe to him, like,
oh, you can take two ways.
Yeah, like,
maybe because he, like, you're in Cyprus, so a lot of people don't have
good English. No, but they do. Like, it's an English, it's kind of, well, it's not an English speaking country, but like 80% of the people there apparently speak English, and their English isn't bad. It's like, but yeah, so you can take it as a compliment, like, oh, like, because obviously I spoke better English than him, which is, I mean, he speaks two languages, I only speak one, and Yoruba, but not fluently. But like, me, I don't know. Okay, I guess from him, right, it's fine, but it just reminded me, like, hearing it from other people, like, let's say in England, when they're like, oh my god, your English is very good, very this and that. It's like, are you really is that a backhanded compliment, or are you really, like, yeah, sort of. I think from him it probably wasn't. I think he actually meant as a compliment, I'm just gonna assume. But it's just the way, like, I know other people have said something like that and it's not been meant as a compliment, that just makes me, like, just like irritated at hearing stuff like that. But yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah, damn. Nah, but seeing everyone, that was actually crazy. I really want to get a car. I think if I get a car, I'll get a Mercedes. Well, not anytime soon, but yeah, like,
I need to get my license first. That's
same.
The first step.
Yeah. That's true.
Oh my gosh. I should have it by now. It's an unnecessarily stressful process. Like, it's just a lot of stuff to do. It's just stressful and I guess unnecessary, some of the stuff. Like, I remember they said they need proof of two, like, they need proof that I am, like, who I say I am, but the proof is stupid because they need, like, mail. You know when people send you mail?
Yeah.
They need, like, two pieces of mail, and you have to bring it to the office so that it proves that, like, where you live.
Like, where you live, like, your school address or what?
Yeah, wherever I live or whatever I put down as where I live.
Okay.
Crosses with my name and everything.
Damn.
Yeah. I need to get my license, especially since I'm already 19.
Mm-hmm.
I'm captain. But yeah, I think that is the end of the episode.
Yeah, me too. I think we're done, you know. This has been a good one still.
Thank you. Yeah, it was really good. Thank you guys.
Parakalo.
For,
no, that's please. Oops, sorry. It was thank you.
Wait, I don't
know. Or something like that. No, I'm learning Greek and I just said it's a Epharis.
Wait, what? That was Greek?
Yeah, what do you think it was?
Oh, I have no idea.
Parakalo.
I didn't think it was Greek. But thank you guys for listening to this episode. Make sure to leave a review in whatever you're listening to. So Spotify, Apple Music. Is it Broker?
Broker, Google Podcasts, Stitcher.
SoundCloud.
There's another one. Pocket Casts.
Pocket Casts.
Mm-hmm.
And the description of the episode is... overview of the episodes in the description below. The 3AM Instagram link is also in the description, as well as our personal Instagram accounts. And that's basically it.
Coming to think of it, like, this is probably the first time we're not recording, like, really late in the night. Well, I'm not. Actually, it's still late.
It's
one here. Recording really late. Like, you know, normally when I was still in Niger, I would record at like 4 or 3.
Oh, like 4 AM.
Yeah.
What time is it?
It's 1:15. Like, that's progress, you know. Wow.
That's good though.
Yeah, that's good.
To record really late.
As you were.
As I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, thank you guys for listening to this episode.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you. And yeah. See you later.
Bye.